Bush administration officials are delivering a strong message to Iraq's neighbors. If you're not with us, then stay out of the way. Senior administration officials, starting last Friday with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, have singled out Iran and Syria, warning of consequences if their actions complicate the war in Iraq. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The U.S. concerns over Iran involve an anti-Saddam Hussein Iraqi exile group known as the Badr Brigade. It is trained by Iran. A senior State Department official who asked not to be identified says the U.S. became aware of a possible Badr Brigade presence in Iraq about 6 weeks ago and wants any such movements from Iran to stop. Syria involves a different issue. U.S. allegations that Damascus is allowing the flow of military equipment, including night vision goggles, across the border into Iraq. The U.S. warnings to both governments have become increasingly blunt. Sunday night, Secretary of State Colin Powell told a pro-Israeli lobby group that Syria faces a critical choice.
Syria can continue direct support for terrorist groups and the dying regime of Saddam Hussein, or it can embark on a different and more hopeful course. Either way, Syria bears the responsibility for its choices and for the consequences.
The Bush administration won't say what the consequences might be, but the senior State Department official says that in the case of Syria, the issue could affect diplomatic relations. The U.S. has no diplomatic relations with Iran. U.S. officials say the warnings, which also have come from National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, have failed to elicit the desired response from either Tehran or Damascus. In fact, Damascus replied that Syria has a national interest in the expulsion of invaders from Iraq. Murhaf Shuejati, an analyst with the Middle East Institute in Washington, was born in Syria. He says the reaction was predictable.
If Mr. Colin Powell chooses a forum such as the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee to accuse Syria publicly, and really in very strong terms, I cannot imagine it would have a positive impact.
Juajati says that Washington is engaging in a blame game, one week accusing Syria or Iran, another week leveling accusations against Russia. He says the U.S. is risking Syria's cooperation in the war on terrorism and pushing Damascus into the arms of Baghdad.
Let me use the words of the American street. I really think Washington should cool it.
The senior State Department official says the U.S. decided to go public with its concerns only after months of private overtures to Tehran and Damascus failed to produce results. Jeffrey Kemp, director of regional strategic programs at the Nixon Center in Washington, suggests that the accusations also may reflect U.S. uneasiness about a post-war Iraq.
Nearly 2 weeks into the war, we are sounding as though we're very concerned about what will happen after Saddam has gone and how we will deal with the neighborhood. Whereas before the war, there was almost a heady sense of optimism that once Saddam was gone, a representative government would emerge in Iraq that would be pro-Western, and that this would have a beneficial domino effect on the autocratic Arab regimes and hopefully on Iran.
Jeffrey Kemp says both Syria and Iraq could cause a lot of trouble if they chose, as the U.S. is trying to stabilize the region. But in the current situation, he says, both Iran and Syria have a lot to lose.
The bottom line is neither Syria nor Iran can take comfort in what Secretary Rumsfeld and Secretary Powell have said, because in the last resort, we are going to win the war, and at that point, we will have enormous presence and forces in the region.
And the Bush administration has made it clear that terrorist groups will be among its targets in the future. Kemp points out that the guerrilla group Hezbollah, based in Lebanon, is supported by both Iran and Syria. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.